Sosie, Kaiser Sosie, Kaiser Sosie. Who is he?
Yeah, I remember that shit.
And Spacey's like, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world that Kaiser Sosie existed. Now here's the deal. The greatest trick I ever pulled was tricking anybody into thinking I'm smart. You know what I'm saying? I am not a smart dude. I am not a smart guy. I don't know a lot about a lot of things. Don't come to me when you need knowledge from the well drippeth over, you know, floweth over, whatever. Don't got it. Can't give it. But one thing I can give you, one thing I can talk about is when a fucking beloved animated series comes back in a big way and makes all my goosies.
This shit broke the world.
Dude, it's so fucking good. And if you don't like this shit and you're listening and you're like, I don't know, I don't really fuck with this new X-Men, I think you got problems.
Bruh. This shit is fucking spectacular.
Dude, it's so good. It's unfortunate because I got some episodes, right? We got some content. We got some stuff that we recorded on the show, and I keep having to push these bitches back on the schedule
Because it
because
keeps getting better.
dude, so every time I think the show is gonna like kind of tear off a little bit, or I'm gonna be like, okay, it's kind of hit its midpoint. Every episode keeps fucking raising the bar.
It's insane. I didn't think that they were going to be able to pull that shit off, but they have been killing it.
And I forgot to mention this when I la when whence upon last I spoke of this great show, but when we got that Storm come back, and not only
Bro.
did she come back, but she came back with that classic
With the
black eye.
black,
Ooh,
I knew
oh,
your pants was tight.
oh, they were so tight. They were tighter than tight. By the way, folks, we're gonna be talking about a lot of shit that more or less deals with the Marvel Universe, X-Men. We're gonna get to Deadpool. Don't you worry. But if you're not initiated, okay, if you don't know what's going on, I can't help you. It's gonna be one of those episodes, okay?
This is a podcast format. We just gonna be all over the fucking place. So
And
just buckle up.
buckle up. We're gonna be all over the place. We're gonna be swinging dicks. We're gonna be shaking hands. We're gonna be taking bows. We're gonna be looking shit up while we look up more shit.
That's right. And not even in that order.
Nope, not even in that order.
Yeah,
Maybe
because,
simultaneously.
well, we got to swing the dicks, then shake the hands.
Shake the hands
Or
and swing
shake
your
dicks.
dick. Hey, it's 2024. Sometimes you gotta shake somebody else's
Just
dick.
shake a dick. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do it. Sometimes you gotta shakes a dicks.
You are a barbarian.
Every town has an Elm Street.
You know, when family and friends get together, there can also be a lot of drinking and drugging, and that's why it's so important to pick your friends, the party you party, you know what I'm saying.
Meow.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, used to be shithouse.
It's a good change.
Got to catch the red eye.
Welcome to Comic Con's podcast, the geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the motherfucking rest of us? My name is Nick Stevens, and I am your host. But in a way, aren't we all? And joining me on the ZMMBox 350, long time coming, last time can't remember. I think it had something to do with a big black snake the last time you were on.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And it wasn't his snake in his trousers, gentlemen and ladies. Mr. James motherfucking Schuler, the Winter Schuler. How are you, sir?
Man, been doing good, doing good. Just staying busy. Off the grid for a little while, you know, every once in a while you got to just drop off face of the earth.
Now,
But I mean,
I noticed you
but
were off
not
the
like the
grid.
last time I did it.
I was gonna say without saying, because I love you. You know I love you. And I would
Yeah.
never say anything out of turn or speak out of turn or
Not
speak out of
not
step.
like that time.
No, but there was a time, and I started to think, I was like, we're all creatures of habit. I was like, maybe he's steadfastly approaching another hiatus on the programming where he needs to, you know, because you were definitely off the grid. You ghosted. You like to ghost every now and then.
Every once in a while, you know, you got to get your head straight and just kind of get away from it. But you also find out who your real friends are when they come find you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I definitely hit you up. I was like, you all right?
Yeah, you good?
And about a day later, folks, I mean, a solid 24 hours later, he finally goes, yeah, I'm good. I'm all right. I'm like, well, shit. That was a real short and short and cryptic. And then you kept it that way, too. And then you eventually kind of crept back in with some shit.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, he's good. He's good. I like to reach out and touch somebody. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. Oh,
and
I know.
I'd throw some shit out there and I'd be like, you guys want to do this or do this for the show? And it would just be chirp, chirp.
Chirp, chirp. You're like, okay, well then, well, fuck me then.
Well, fuck me then. You know, me and Pal been holding it down, you know, talking about everything from X-Men to Toby Wong, Toby fucking Chong, you know?
Well, it helps you. It helps that y'all work in the same vicinity as well.
We do work at the same all-female prison. We have been. We've been prison guards at that prison for.
Mm-hmm. Getting harassed and molested.
I did get a letter from one of our listeners. A letter, an actual letter that was, you know, post-stamped and everything. And no, just kidding. And let's say he or she corrected me. You know, it's not really prison. It's correctional facility.
Nah, nigga, it's prison. Correctional facility, my ass.
But one would hope that it's a correctional facility in terms of...
They ain't corrected nothing. What's being corrected?
What's the best way to say this? One would hope that some sense or form of rehabilitation does occur.
Nope.
Okay.
You might learn how to weld or something.
Might learn how to make a license plate. Do they still do that? Is that still a thing?
No, I think so.
Okay.
Correctional facility, my ass.
We're not gonna. I feel like I always want to go full Charlie Rose here. That's another dated reference for our wide demographic. And I want to ask you like more in depth questions about that world because I know you've read a lot of books about it. So mm-hmm. I just wanted to throw that shit.
Yeah.
We're gonna pivot. Oh, I love you, brother. So good to see you. That's all.
Man, I miss you. I miss you.
I miss you too, man.
How's the fam?
They're good. We are good. We are surviving. We are living. We're thriving. You know, it's always weird settling into a new town, you know?
Because everyone's like, who's the new people?
It's funny, man. It's real funny. Like this neighborhood I'm in, I'm very fortunate that I've met some folks in it that I've developed some pretty close relationships with. One guy in particular, we started hitting it off immediately, same into the same shit. Already, we saw Dune 2 together, you know.
Yeah.
So we talk pretty regularly, and you know, I've met some other guys, and it's been pretty cool. But as far as like our actual street, like our corner of the neighborhood, because he lives like on the other side,
yeah.
In our actual corner, it's kind of like everybody kind of keeps themselves, and everybody kind of. I'm finding more and more in this generation, more and more people kind of keep to themselves and don't. It's not like the old days, like when the kids were out in the street playing with everybody. Like everybody kind of has their corners, you know? Does that make sense?
I feel like that's a post 2020 thing.
Yeah, like everyone's kind of like, oh, what are they doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
Who are they?
But everybody got binoculars and shit, and they looking out windows trying to see what everyone's doing. But they won't just actually interact with you.
Well, we have this neighborhood page, right? And I'm going to get into this. I've been meaning to get into this, and this is a perfect opportunity since you asked. We have this neighborhood Facebook page, right? Now, I'm not on the Facebooks. You know this. Yeah. I mean, I'm on there, but I ain't on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I don't do nothing with it.
I mean, I dig it, but I don't dig it that way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like it, but I don't dig it that way, you know? So I go on there. I go on there every now and then. My wife will send me shit, like a screen cap of shit that people are just posting about on the actual page.
Yeah.
One woman in particular. I guess somebody's shit in her yard. Not a human being, but it's...
Someone's but dog.
Someone's dog.
Okay.
She's ranting and raving about it, right? Like somebody better come back and pick up that. I saw who it was and I yelled, but you didn't turn around. Anyway, a week or two goes by. She reposts on the same post, same thing, still livid about it. No one's come to pick up this turd, and my son even picked it up by accident. First of all, you don't know what turd is?
Right.
You pick what? Up turd?
So what, the kid was just out there in the yard playing with shit?
Playing with shit. She's pissed because no one's picked it up yet. Here's the thing. I think it's time to let it go, literally.
It's not. You know what? No one's coming to get it.
No one's coming. No one's coming. If no one's come already, no one's coming. Am I right?
And I hope whoever did it is sitting there laughing their mug fucking ass off.
Just leaning back in their chair like shit.
Some shit I'd do.
Jen sends it to me. Then I send it to my aforementioned buddy, who also lives in the neighborhood.
Right.
I'm like, you just can't make this shit up. And then I also send him somebody else. I guess there was like a yard sale coming up. So yeah. somebody just random question. This is the kind of shit you're supposed to put in there. Hey, does anybody know if there's going to be signs on the road to promote the yard sale? Because what do you do with a yard sale? You sell some shit and you want to make
a little money and clean out your fucking garage.
Right. So let's put the word out. You don't just want like the stragglers from, you know, ZMM Box 350. You want to put it out to Gotham City and maybe Bloodhaven.
Yeah, Central City. Central All of them.
Central City, get that. Get the flash up on that bitch.
That motherfucker loves a good yard sale.
Why a dude got a post on there in the thread? Oh, I hate it when strangers drive through the neighborhood. Motherfucker.
You gatekeeping ass. fuck you.
You was a stranger once. That's
exactly.
That's a great message we're sending to everybody, you know?
I hate when strangers drive through the neighborhood. Shut up.
Right?
Then stay in your house.
Stay in your house, motherfucker. I think they deleted his comment. My point being is that all of that is just a small little slice of the Americana that I'm in terms of, I think all of us are in, where people are so active on our socials when it comes to this shit. But you would never say that to somebody's face.
Yeah, exactly. You know? He won't go up to the garage sale and say that to the person holding the garage sale.
Right. Or just a rando. Oh, actually, I live on the other side of town, but I heard there was a yard sale and I like to buy people's shit. You know?
I hate when strangers come in here.
Yeah, strangers. I'm like, we don't like your kind around here. You know?
I'm about to bring my black ass up there.
You better bring your black ass up here.
And just doing laps.
Blaring tunes. you got the 808s in the back. Oh, we have one or two, maybe 2.5, maybe 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
That's a good ratio.
And that's just as far as I can tell, black or African American. Now we do have some other brown skin ladies. You know what I'm saying? But I can't tell what the ethnicity is.
Got it. Okay. So, you know, I mean, yeah, you could be thinking, you know, Middle Eastern, you know, the Persian types.
Nothing wrong with a good Persian kitty.
Bro.
His eyes. You can't see because it's an audio format. Maybe I'll just like share that clip on the IG.
Bro. Just.
PersianKitty.com. This episode is sponsored by PersianKitty.com, if that's even still a website anymore. Where were we? All right, people of the light.
97. Wonderful show.
97. Listen, if you don't like, let me retract that. If you don't know where to start, not even if you don't like X-Men, but you don't really know where to start with X-Men, I'd say the animated series is a great place to start.
Yeah, because you get pretty much everything. The way they did the character building was perfect.
Could you jump into this without seeing any of the original animated series? I think you could.
All right, hold on. I got to think of this. Like, so if I've never watched the animated series.
Right. You've never seen an X-Men cartoon in your life. I might be a little confused about Charles Xavier and
where he's at. That part would be weird because, he was supposed to, he was kind of like the cornerstone of the whole thing. So when this kicked off and they're like, yeah, he did.
But I think with a quick Google search, because I think, honestly, this show does a better job of developing the characters than the original did. And no shade on the original. It just was a different time and it was a different format. And they were more concerned about selling toys, and it was for kids. Like, this is more, even though it had mature things in it, this is definitely not for the kids.
Yeah, this one's more, it's definitely for us.
It's for us. It's for the kids that grew up in the dads.
Yeah. The 40-year-old kids.
Do you think about that shit all? Dude, I was in the toy store with Zeph today, and like, they brought back all the original TMNT toys.
Yeah.
They brought back the original Ghostbuster toys. And even if there's like a slight modification, like they have like Thundercats Hot Wheels. I'm like, who is this really for? This is not for my son. Is not,
yeah, they don't even know who the fuck Thundercats are.
Right? Because Zeph picks it up. He's like, what is this? I was like, oh, that's the Thundercat. That's the Thunder Tank or whatever.
Thunder Tank. Yeah. Yeah. Something Thunder Tank or some shit like that.
Thunder something. Thunder Pussy. I don't even know. Great band, by the way. But but yeah, I mean, it's kind of wild seeing this shit on the shelves again. And they had the X-Men 97 toys too. And I was like, God damn it.
God damn. I'm trying to get rid of shit.
Trying to get rid of this
and
shit.
And then I'm coming home with shit. Like I went and picked this up just because I saw it. Give me
what
one
you
second.
Got. He's going through his stuff, folks. He's beginning to believe.
Now my batteries are dead. Oh, you son of a bitch.
You got a trap? He's got a trap.
Yeah, nigga.
He's got a trap.
It's a family show. I gotta stop. I gotta watch that. Yeah, my batteries are dead though. But yeah.
Man, so you can straight up, you know, glide it across the floor and just hit the button and
yep, and it pops boom. Open, lights up, and everything.
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah.
Where the hell did you get that?
Walmart, actually.
That was at Walmart?
Yeah.
I thought you might have got that like at a con or something.
Nah, this joint is legit. So yeah, battery's dead, but yeah, it lights up. You hit
the Ghostbusters. Is it actually, I know it's called the trap. They called it the trap. But did Egon have a more, you know, scientifically profound name for that? I don't even think he did.
No, I think it was just a trap.
Because then they inserted it into the vault, right? And like let out the...
Yeah. So yeah, that went into the containment unit.
Did you ever get around to seeing that that sequel? Yeah,
the new one. I haven't watched it yet. Yeah, apparently, I heard it bombed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everybody I've heard talk about it online says it's good, but I don't know how it did financially.
Yeah. I think financially wise, it bombed, but I still need to go watch it because it's Ghostbusters and I loved Afterlife.
Bustin' makes me feel good, you know?
Yeah. Doesn't it all? Doesn't it for us all?
It feels like coming.
fuck.
That 97, if this show, okay, I don't want to spoil episode 7 because you haven't seen it, but you saw the rogue going nuts. You saw Rogue going rogue.
Yeah. Go for it because I'm going to watch it when we get off here anyway.
So where we left off, Gambit dies, right, on Genosha. Goes out like a fucking G.
God, he went hard.
You said it, I said it, we all said it, we all screamed for ice cream. This episode starts, doesn't waste any time. We get a nice little funeral piece. Actually, it's very well written. Nightcrawler has a nice little eulogy for Gambit. Everyone's in the rain, but Rogue's not there. Jubilee's like, why the fuck isn't she here? He loved her. She loved him. But she's got other, you know, other fish to fry. She's flying through the desert into this military installation. And when I say she fucking goes in there full ham, she fucking goes in there full ham. You watch the clip.
Yep.
That hyper leg extension. We're getting some anime style shit on this, and I'm digging it.
Yeah. Like, see, the thing is, like, if I would have saw her come in that hot, I'm putting my gun down and I'm running.
Right. Why would you even stand there with your bullshit laser gun?
Yeah. You're not going to hurt her.
Thaddeus Ross, Thunderbolt Ross, makes an appearance. Sounds just like the guy who plays him in the MCU, but it's not him. Now, whether or not this is going to be canon to the MCU, I don't think it will be. But I think there's some nods to like the overall. They're trying to expand it a little bit more than the original show. And she's like, where the fuck is Gyrick? I need to find Trask so we can figure out who the fuck sent that sentinel to Genosha.
Yeah.
Then we go back with the, you know, Scott and Gene on Genosha looking for survivors. It's all very well paced, very well written. And you know what? I'm not going to spoil it because I want the wow factor to be there when you fucking see who the big bad is. Because right now they've been making us believe it's Mr. Sinister.
Mr. Sinister. Oh, okay. That's a good little tease right there.
He's in it, but he ain't the only one. There's a mastermind. Now, people were online for weeks saying it is who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't read a lot of that shit. I try to stay off that shit to kind of be.
I do too, because I don't like having that shit spoiled. And like you do get to see it just, oh shit.
Yeah, and I think another cool thing about this is because it's weekly, you get a little bit more of that water cooler talk where, like, every week I can, like, talk to people about, like, who do you think that is? Or did you see so-and-so? What do you think is going to happen to this? And then it's kind of nice, even though I like the dump and the binge.
Yeah.
I tell you what I don't fucking like. I don't like this fucking Invincible season 2 taking a break for fucking 6 months.
Dude, what the hell?
Then they drop the last final four, and the final season finale is, like, the most anticlimactic bullshit.
I was so pissed.
Like, it was good. I loved all of it. But you space the shit out, you chop it in half, and then the very ending, we don't even get our fucking nuts off.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so you just gonna edge us, huh?
Yeah, we just gonna... just gonna edge us, huh?
That's all just they did.
Do it slowly. Do it. Now turn around and lie on the bed. But yeah, X-Men 97. If you haven't seen it yet, watch it. By the time we put this shit up, hopefully most everybody has seen it. You know,
it's
so good. It's so good. It's so good. I don't even know what
else
to say.
And they said that it's like the number one show, like, in the world right now.
I think it's not that Marvel. Well. Marvel has no problems with money. Like, they're going to be fine.
Yeah,
But critically, we could both agree they probably needed a hit, you know, because...
They've been shitting the bed,
you know?
A lot.
Which is a shame, because even that last, like, Loki was really good, and even the last Captain Marvel movie, like, it was a good movie. It just, people had bad taste in their mouths, and nobody went out to see it.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it. Don't plan on it.
It's not... It's good. It's a straightforward... fun ride, you know what I'm saying? It's not like fucking Civil War or fucking Endgame.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like if you had watched it in like phase 1, 2, you'd be like, all right, it's a solid little entry, you know? But people want more now. People want the next thing. They don't want another entry.
And well, honestly, I think everyone's Avengers burnt out.
They're burnt out, which, by the way, we get an Avenger in this episode.
Yeah.
And when you see what she does to Cap Shield, you're going to fucking lose it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Rogue doesn't fuck around on this.
She's pissed.
It's cool because we see people. I understand why they threw him in there, because you needed somebody that represents the good guys, but also the good guys that side with the humans.
The moral, yeah, like the moral high ground, Charles Xavier type.
Because there's people out there that in this world that, yeah, there's people that have hatred towards the mutants, but there's people that don't have hatred towards the mutants, but at the same time side with, you know, the legislation or the law because they
understand how dangerous they could be.
And that's always been a thing in the comics too. Like Fantastic Four and the Avengers have been friends of the X-Men, but there's always been that tension.
Yeah.
Cause they're not mutants and they don't understand the persecution.
Yeah, which is weird as shit, because I'm like,
it is.
You got superpowers too. You're basically a mutant.
You're basically a mutant. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. So, it is kind of weird. Well, I guess Tony Stark's in a suit. But yeah, the Hulk is,
but like,
the Hulk,
Hulk
is the Hulk.
Yeah.
And like, the thing, you know, I guess the thing gets praised because he's with Reed and Sue Storm.
But
Johnny Storm,
he turns into fire.
Fire straight up. And they love him.
But you don't like the guy who got fucking laser eyes and like fucking metal claws and shit?
They took it too far. They took it too far.
They're like, oh, hell no. I'm like, this motherfucker can burn you alive.
It is a weird thing, because even with Spider-Man, it's like, yeah, you're wearing a mask, you're the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, but you're still climbing up walls and shit.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't get that from the suit.
And does he, now, and Tobey Maguire shot it out of him.
Yeah, it came out of him.
But in the comics, I mean, it's always been like he made web shooters. But he could climb. He could stick. Okay.
And he's super strong and all that other shit.
Right.
Like, you're a mutant, bro.
It's easy to forget how strong Spider-Man is sometimes.
He is dumb strong, and people never give him his flowers for that.
Yeah, because he's got the strength of a spider, right? Like, a spider can carry, like, what? 5 to 10 times its weight or some shit.
Some crazy amount, yeah.
Right, so that's how that translates, folks. If you don't know, you gooks. But the point is, the mutants are mutants. They've been persecuted for eons, you know?
So if they're mutants, and, you know, so that's their thing. Like, the X-Men, they're mutants. What would... what do they call, like, people like the Hulk? And Spider-Man and everyone else who has powers?
That's what I'm saying. I think by all intents, for all intents and purposes, like, those guys are mutants too, because they were mutated by something, right?
Yeah.
But they're not, but they weren't born with it.
Referred to as mutants.
They weren't born with it.
Okay, so that's
the thing. These people are born this way, as opposed, and to develop these powers at like 13.
Yeah.
You know, and your parents don't know what's going on. That's the whole hysteria. You know? But it is funny how they coexist in a world, and I think that's why they couldn't come out. Never mind the fact that, you know, they didn't have the rights to all of them, but they couldn't come out, even if they did have all the rights, they couldn't come out right when they did, because it was important for them to start with Avengers, I think.
Yeah.
You know? But I think we could easily, especially with multiverses and all that shit, we could bring X-Men in.
Yeah.
And actually, that new Captain Marvel movie opens that door. I don't know if you've already heard, you probably already heard that, but...
Yeah.
It opens the door to the X-Men. We see an X-Men at the end of the movie in the post-credits.
Oh, nice. Oh, so yeah, wasn't it Beast?
Yeah, it was Beast.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer, baby. That Kelsey Grammer, baby.
He was like, hell yeah, I'll come back and do this.
I'll motion capture it.
Yeah,
you don't want to put me in a suit again. Aurora! Charles! But yeah, I'm excited. I'm also excited, and yes, we're going to talk about it, a little gem coming out in July. That Deadpool and Wolverine, man. What are your thoughts?
It's going to blow. It's going to destroy the box office.
Bro, that trailer.
We've been waiting for it and waiting for it. Like, and the thing is I like it because Ryan Reynolds really bucked against a lot of people.
He did.
To make this movie the way that he wanted to make it.
For a long time, just to get the first one off the ground. Low budget for a superhero movie.
Yeah.
And I think it was some silly shit I read about when that first one came out back in, I don't know, 2014, 2015, the first one maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, like, he purposefully leaked the test footage.
Yeah.
Just to get traction. And it was people like us on YYtube going nuts.
Oh, God, it's right. A Deadpool.
And, you know, say what you will about the Deadpool movies. I mean, I don't know if I rewatch them as much as the other Marvel movies, but I definitely love him every time I see him.
Yeah.
And he stays true to that character. And this trailer, I mean, everyone's dropping F-bombs. It's bloody. It's rated R.
Yeah. It's what we need.
And I think, I mean, I know he did his swan song with Logan, but seeing Hugh Jackman again.
But he gets to actually have fun with the character. This time he gets to actually have fun being Wolverine.
He gets to do what he did in Logan, but you know, as a younger, oddly enough, a younger Logan, but not so young. You know, yeah. he still has the problem. He still has some problems getting it up.
Yeah,
you know? And like in the trailer with the whiskey dick claws.
He's like, come on, man. Yeah, so he gets to enjoy the role. And the natural chemistry that they have from just being friends
is
going to translate so well on screen.
How much do you love that when they're on social media just riding each other?
They are always fucking with each other. Like, it's such a good time. Like,
it's always
that's
a good
some
time.
Shit we would do.
And the cameos look like they're great. I mean, I saw is it Azazel from First Class? And I saw fucking... what's her name? Kelly Hugh, who played Lady Deathstrike in X-Men 2.
Yep.
She showed up in the trailer. If you pause it right when Cassandra Nova's coming down the stairs, who I thought was the one behind the Sentinel bullshit in Genosha. It's not her. It's not her, folks. Spoilers. It looks like it's going to be a good ride.
It's going to be fun. Now, I'm looking forward to it.
If they're running around the TVA, I need these motherfuckers to be jumping all over time and space. I need these motherfuckers. Right? Am I right? Because it would be a waste of opportunity if we don't see them.
Just doing some wild shit.
Right. Like, if I don't see, like, the original Fantastic Four getting fucked with.
right?
Level. I want him to fuck with all the 20th Century Fox movies.
Yes. Yeah, that would be dope. You know, like, I'm talking about, like, even fucking Homeboy from Punisher.
Bro.
They need to bring him back.
Bro.
Just all the random movies.
All the random shit. Even fucking, just throw Wesley Snipes from the original Blade in there, too. I don't give a fuck.
Just right, go just, down the... just have, like, Blade at, like, a coffee shop or something. Just have him somewhere random. He getting his car washed.
I'm so ready. I think it's going to... I won't go so far as to say it's going to save the MCU, but I think it's going to be a big boost.
It's going to be a morale boost.
Yeah.
And it's going to be one of those things where they can actually sit there and they're going to be like, well, this is what works.
I think I'm going to have to call out of work for it.
Oh, it's an automatic call out of work.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm there.
Because, I mean, why wouldn't you be?
Right.
It's so much better. Like,
I can't wait till a Friday night when it's filled to the brim and people are fucking talking and somebody brought a baby because they don't want to get a babysitter.
Fucking hate that shit.
Dude, it's the worst.
Shut that baby up.
I want to be there fucking 11, 10:30 a.m. Fucking AC. Yeah. Blasting.
You can large... put your feet up.
Bruh. Put my feet up with a large Diet Coke filled to the brim with ice. Come on now.
All the popcorn. Maybe might even get a hot dog.
I can't fuck with that popcorn no more.
Oh, them guts.
Them bubble guts, them BGs.
Bloop, 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 bloop. You'd be like, I'm going to miss the second half of this movie.
Dude, remember when we saw Black Panther 2 together, the sequel?
Fuck
and,
yeah.
And there was that random chick sitting next to you, and she was crying like in the first opening of the...
Bro, she was going through it.
I'm sitting there with my popcorn butter and like, no tears.
She was going through it.
Oh, she was like, Chadwick. And I'm like, got no tears for me, boy. Got no tears for me.
I still think they should have just recast. I'm still pissed off about that.
Yeah, in retrospect, I've said the same thing recently on the show. I think you're right. I think it... Yeah. Only because I feel like we didn't maybe get enough.
Yeah, they should have just recast it.
Even though we had Civil War and all that. Like, I don't know.
Because they could have done so much more with Black Panther. And you know what would have been dope? They could have introduced the Fantastic Four.
Right.
Because that's where he first showed up.
Right. Right. That would have been good with Namor and all that.
Yeah, because he, like, I would have had the Fantastic Four come in where he got them to Wakanda and was hunting them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have did that, but they're like, nah, we're just going to kill him.
No, instead we're getting a Kraven movie next year. Nobody saw Madam Web.
No one saw Madam Web. I forgot it even came out.
But I do have one question when it comes to the MCU, because this was, I want to make sure I get it right. And I want your honest opinion on this, because I have my own opinion, but I want to hear what you have to say first. I don't know where he was, but I guess, I think this was in Esquire. Robert Downey Jr. was asked if he would ever consider reprising his role as Iron Man. You know, he said, happily, it's too integral a part of my DNA. That role chose me. And look, I always say, never, ever bet against Kevin Feige. It is a losing bet. He's the house. He will always win. Is that a fair assessment from him? And what do you think about that? Silence. He's silent. He's really giving it pause. He's like, because I know you fuck with that Iron Man. You love that Iron Man.
Oh, I love him. Absolutely love him. Well, one, two, he knows he's going to get fucking paid.
That's true. We all know how much he got paid for his 8 minutes of screen time in Spider-Man.
Yeah. I don't think I'd want to see it.
You don't think you'd want to see it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I feel like it would cheapen the whole thing.
Yes, it would cheapen his whole death scene.
Like we went full circle with, it's not like the Logan thing. I know Logan died and we bring him back. It's not like that.
Yeah.
Not the same, because with the MCU, we had the trajectory. He started the MCU.
He started, and his character arc was the best.
It was the best. He started off with saying,
such a dick.
I am Iron Man, but I'm still a dick. And then remember him and Cap would always get into it too? Like when Cap would say shit like, oh, I bet you don't know what it's like to
sacrifice. Yeah, fall on the wire. Yeah.
And Iron Man would say, oh, I would actually try to cut the wire.
Yeah. Like just being a smart ass. Yeah.
And there he does it. He sacrifices himself for the universe. It's yeah. so poetic. It's beautiful. If he came back, even if they did like a variant of him, obviously somehow
yeah.
in some other timeline, because that's the only way they'd be able to do it. I just feel like it cheapens it a little bit, even if it is in 2027 or 2028.
It would have to be a different actor from a different universe being Iron Man.
Like a Krasinski thing.
Yeah, because yeah. him coming back, I wouldn't like it. I don't think I would like it, just because, like you said, it would cheapen everything that we went through.
Because I honestly feel like the Logan thing makes sense to me, because even in the comics, you have an old man Logan,
yeah,
and a younger Logan,
yeah.
So why not bring? Especially if we're bringing in multiverses, it's feasible to me that you could bring this Logan back. And I don't know. I'm hoping it's kind. I'm hoping it is old man Logan from Logan, but younger before he, you know,
gets old man Logan. Yeah,
right. Because the claws were he had problems with the claws in that movie too.
Yeah,
he'd like push him in.
Yeah, and they started, like, you know, being bone instead of
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, adamantium and all that. But I, yeah, yeah. I get why Robert Downey would come back, unless it's like a flashback scene or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Even that's like, why?
And the only one who could really have a flashback with him is Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean, Cap's where that would make shit, sense, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Cap don't give a fuck no more.
You know?
Like, he finally
they did their time. Let him go.
Yeah.
Bring us X-Men.
Like, let's be happy with what they gave us, and we right. can celebrate all the Avengers and all what they did for us, even Hawkeye.
Especially Hawkeye.
And like, let's just let him go. It is time for a new one.
Time for a new one.
Yeah. He only said that shit because he know he gonna get fucking paid.
I'm with you.
There's no reason. Like, I'm sick of Thor's. Like, Chris Hemsworth needs to just let Thor go.
Yeah, you're probably right. I feel like he could do one more go round.
No, he needs to just let it go.
Because he did what, 4 movies now? 4 mm-hmm. solo movies. Yeah, yep. he could cap it off with 5.
No.
Or show up in an ensemble.
Ensemble.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Perhaps.
I mean, I'd be happy for him in like one of the random movies that they do with some other team where he just shows up, whoops some ass, and dips out.
That'd be cool. Did you appreciate that giant Scott Lang Ant-Man helmet that Cassandra Nova's walking out of?
In the yes.
Deadpool Wolverine trailer.
Like,
like that tells me, and I think it's a skull under there.
Yeah.
So it's he died in giant form, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's dead. At least in that timeline, wherever
in that universe timeline, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Right. That's very appealing to me. And there's the giant 20th Century Fox letters, which tells me another thing. Like, when you, because in Loki, when they would purge people and they'd go to these like in between places, it wouldn't just be like parts of their world. It would be like anything. It would be very meta shit too. Like,
yeah,
you'd see like Stark Tower, but with the Kang logo on it or something. Mm-hmm. And in this, we see 20th Century Fox letters in the dirt and they're all fighting. And I'm like, what the fuck is this going to be? Like, I'm just so intrigued. Like, please tell me we get all these old, like, legacy Marvel characters back. Even if it would just be nice.
Just give us everybody back. And, you know, get a chance. I hope Ghost Rider shows up.
If they fucking let Nick Cage do that shit,
you know he would, too.
You know he would. What else is he doing?
He's fucking crazy. Like,
actually, he's busy as shit. I feel like he's got a new movie every week.
He does.
He's got bills.
He's just Nick Cage being Nick Cage. Like, he doesn't even act anymore.
I've said this a million times on this podcast. I don't know. He might just be the best actor of all time.
He's the best worst actor of all time.
Something, man. He is something else.
And no matter what it is, I will watch it.
I've liked almost everything he's been in.
Yeah.
Even the bad shit I watch, I'm like, oh, that's it's really bad, but it's really fun to watch.
Like fucking Con Air. It's one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
It's such a good movie. And everyone's like, that movie's stupid. I was like, you're stupid.
We need to go back through those Ghost Rider movies.
They were good.
That should be a cast, because I feel like, I don't even know what they're on. But,
I don't know, I'll probably have to fire stick that.
Because I heard the second, people would always say the second one is better than the first one. But I don't know, there's a lot to be said for
the first one.
Yeah, I mean, that Eva Mendes shows up for a good time.
And she was prime back then, too.
And that Sam Elliott, too, he's like, you ready to ride again?
And you know what's funny is, like, talking about Ghost Rider, like, it popped up on my YouTube reels. Ooh, and it was just like, he was walking with the coffee. And he was like, feels like my head was on fire.
Oh, he's great.
He was like, but thanks for the water.
Yeah, he was like, that Nick Cage, like, yeah, feels like my head's on fire.
He was like, you don't know how ironic that is. It was fucking great.
It's like, no, we get it. Like, his head, he turns into a skull and, fire.
It was dope.
He spit hot fire. It was dope. It was pretty good. I mean, people look back on those early 2000s with that, you know, that pompous, they look down their nose at it, but they forget, like, we didn't have nothing.
They were trying, and the thing is they were trying, it was uncharted territory.
And it was like, that's how I felt about Venom. When I saw Venom, Venom felt to me like a early 2000s comic book movie.
It did.
And I think that's why I liked it. It was just short and sweet and to the point, and it made like, shit, they're already filming the third Venom movie.
Yeah, I love Venom.
I never saw the second one.
I did not either.
Yeah,
but that first one.
First one's fun, man.
I was like, this movie's great.
Like, I even fuck with that Ben Affleck Daredevil because it's so bad that it's like fun to watch. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's so bad, it's good.
And Elektra, too. Like, I'll take that shit, too. It's so bad.
Elektra was a really terrible movie.
It's really bad. I think Fantastic Fours, though. Like, I actually don't think they're that bad.
The first couple ones I liked.
Like, even the one with Morpheus, Silver Surfer. that fucking...
I wasn't huge on that one, but I did like the first Fantastic Four with Dr. Doom. I love that one.
Chris Evans is a great Human Torch.
He was perfect.
He was perfect.
And then he was so good that he got to be Captain America.
Damn right.
It's like, how can you get to be two superheroes in the same universe?
You know what? I think I'm with you. I think out of all the legacy characters, if you have to bring anybody back, it's a must-see in the Deadpool movie. Obviously, I'd want to see some 20th Century Fox X-Men guys. I wouldn't mind seeing old Scott Marsden show up as Cyclops because he got pissed out. But I'm with you. I think that Ghost Rider deserves a reprisal.
And you know what? They could probably easily make him fit into something.
Yeah,
you know,
easily.
Yeah, they could just make that work. Even if they're like Wolverine and Deadpool are driving on the scooter and some shit. And then fucking here comes Ghost Rider. He gets into a race with Ghost Rider or some shit.
Oh, dude, because you know the banter is going to be nonstop.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's going to be so much fun. So, yeah, now that one is going to be, it's going to be easily comic movie of the year.
All right, I'm going to run down the list, and you got to tell me if you're boner, bona fide hyped, or if you're just straight up bona fides, don't give a fuck, okay?
All right.
We're going to just run it down. Because we got, you know, summer is upon us. It's like right around the corner.
All right.
It's getting warmer outside. The shorts are getting shorter. The shirts are getting tighter.
The sundresses are sundressing.
They are sundressing and flowing. So the first one I can think of off the top of my head that's coming out. And no, folks, I haven't seen Beekeeper. I'm not going to see Beekeeper. I don't give a fuck about Jason Statham. Never have, never will.
Really?
I just really don't give a fuck. Unless there's like a serious... if we have a significant amount of outpouring for this movie or for Jason Statham that, and they want us to talk about this movie on the cast.
I mean, it's basically that he's a transporter in a truck.
Transporter slash John Wick.
In a truck. instead of an Audi or a BMW.
What we got here? Right around the corner. Okay. And you tell me straight up, if you're bona fide, boner hyped, or just bona fides, bona, I don't know. You say, yeah.
I got something for it.
Okay, you got something for it. You got something for that ass?
Got something for that ass.
That ass. Okay. Let's just start off in May. The Fall Guy.
Flaccid.
I actually want to see it. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Boner.
Yeah, me too. I'm ready. I love the maze. I never get tired of them.
Yeah.
Furiosa, Mad Max Saga.
Flaccid.
Oh, I'm in it. I'm in it to win it.
I've never been a big Mad Max person.
You didn't like Fury Road?
No, it didn't really do anything for me.
It's got cars in it, though.
Yeah, but it's not my kind of cars.
Now, I know you're going to say, I know what you're going to say to this, and I can't believe it, but Bad Boys for Ride or Die.
Boner.
Oh, God, it looks so bad. It looks so bad.
Boner.
And Martin Lawrence, he is struggling, dude.
He is trying his best.
By the way, Martin is on Netflix. The original Martin is on Netflix and HBO as we speak.
And it's one of the greatest shows ever made.
I've been watching it. It's so good. Yeah. So good. Oh, God, I knew you'd be into that. It's the same directors as the third one, too.
I enjoyed the third one.
Bad
Most people
Boys
didn't like it.
For life, ride or die. We ride together. We die together. A Quiet Place, Day One.
Nah, flaccid.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the Quiet Place movies. I just don't know if I care about this is when it happened.
Yeah, it's just right. Nah.
Okay.
We already seen Bird Box. We're fine.
We've already seen Bird Box. Twisters, not Twister or Twisters.
So another tornado movie?
Yeah, the sequel to Twister, 30 years later.
So,
and they aliensed it.
So
like, nah.
Twisters we plural?
We got you a car for your car so you could drive while you drive. And we got you a twister for your twister so you could fly while you fly.
So you twist while you twist.
While you twist, that's much better. That's much better. So you could twist while you twist.
No, flaccid.
Flaccid. Okay. Yeah, flaccid. Me too.
Why? Just why?
Why are we doing Deadpool Wolverine? We're hard, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Boner.
Let's see. Borderlands.
I like the game, but nah, flaccid.
Yeah, me too.
I would have to see some more footage on it before committing to it.
All I thought of was Guardians of the Galaxy. Everything.
Yeah.
That's all.
Like, we already got that.
But it's interesting that Eli Roth is the guy directing it because he's like a horror guy.
Yeah.
You know, he did like Hostel and Thanksgiving. That I never saw it though.
Yeah, but Borderlands, the game itself, like gets pretty hostile and crazy.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. Okay. So it kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Okay. But it's sci-fi too.
Correct.
Okay. Speaking of sci-fi, Alien Romulus, new Alien movie, looks insane.
For me, flaccid.
Flaccid, okay.
Never been a big Alien person either.
Oh, I'm all there. They
like, I love the originals.
They could keep making these fucking things. And I'll just like the Terminator movies, I'll keep showing up.
That's it. They just
Take my money. The Crow. Please tell me you saw this Post Malone Crow? It's not really Post Malone, but it's basically like the Post Malone Crow.
Right,
it's the new, it's the Crow remake with Bill Sarsgaard, who played, he was the bad guy in the last Wick movie. And he was the clown in It.
All right. Oh, yeah. Wasn't he in Vikings too? Or that was one of his brothers?
I think that might have been one of his brothers.
Okay. All right, hold on.
His brother was also Tarzan. Oh,
shit. Okay.
Right?
Oh, shit. Yeah. You know what? I'm down.
Okay. I think it looks like dog shit, but
I'm going to watch it. Boner.
But I'll probably watch it. Transformers 1. I know you're hyped on
Boner.
That. Yeah. You love that. You love
Boner.
That. But I don't understand. It's Optimus and Megatron. like hanging out together as like teenagers, basically teenage robots.
That's funny as shit, because then it's kind of like it's like Xavier and Magneto.
Okay.
You know, we was boys and shit, and then something went south.
Something went south. They got beef.
Somebody fucked somebody's bitch.
What about that Beetlejuice?
Boner.
Yeah, same here. I'm hard for it. I'm ready for it. I wasn't. I was hating all over it. Then I saw the trailer. Changed my mind. Joker 2?
Flaccid.
Yeah, I know. Because of Lady Gaga?
No, just because I don't think that they should have made a second one.
Hmm. See, I'm actually kind of interested because of the musical aspect. I keep telling that to people, and everybody's like, why the fuck? We got Venom the Last Dance, which is such a weird but awesome title for the movie. That's in October. Venom 3, The Last Dance.
It's a slow time of the year. Yeah, fuck it, boner.
Fuck it, boner.
Yeah, it give me something to do.
Give me something to do.
Yeah, it's a slow Tuesday right there.
Gladiator Dose, Russell Crowe.
No.
But not Russell Crowe, because he died.
Flaccid.
Yeah, I don't really give a fuck either. I didn't give a fuck about the first one.
I love the first one, but it's one of those things where leave it alone.
Karate Kid.
Yep. Boner.
Boner. And who's in this one again? Looks like Jackie Chan is coming back, but I don't know who's playing. Oh, Macchio's back. I guess a lot of people are back. But I don't know who's supposed to be playing, like, if it's going to be another new kid, or I don't know if it's tied. I don't think it's tied to the show.
To Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be tied to Cobra Kai.
But
if Machio's going to be in it.
Ming-Na Wen's in it.
Oh, boner.
Mm. Yeah, me too. I don't give a fuck about no Karate Kid, but I'm there for that. And looks like we have a Mufasa, the Lion King, coming out right on the same day as Sonic the Hedgehog Dose.
Sonic 2?
Yeah. Oh,
Sonic
2's
already out.
No, Sonic 3. Just kidding.
Oh, Sonic 3. All right. Sonic boner. Because I really enjoy these Sonic movies.
Is the second one good? I haven't seen the second one.
It's fun.
Yeah. Jim Carrey came back for that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch that shit.
Yeah, Sonic 2 is good.
Because I remember liking the first Sonic movie. I watched it on a whim thinking it was just going to be dog shit. And I was surprised with how much I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Like, especially when he got all hyped up and shit. When they started fucking, like, he fucked up his boy. And he was like, that's my friend. And this motherfucker went all supersonic and fucking turned blue and shit. He was fucking nuts.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah. I was like, and it hit me in the feels.
Keanu Reeves is joining the Sonic family.
Is he?
He's voicing Shadow or something.
I fuck with Shadow. Shadow's the black one.
We're getting Knuckles too.
Knuckles was in the last one. Idris Elba was Knuckles.
Oh, of course. Shame on me. And I think we're getting a Fast movie? This summer, or is that next year?
That's probably next year. So they're going to have the second out of the three parter.
Oh, it's a three parter.
It's going to be a three parter. Yeah. Fuck you.
Jesus.
Boner.
Jason Momoa.
First of all, he was hilarious.
I know. I watched that Aquaman sequel and it was just.
It was bad.
Whew.
I wanted to like it so badly.
I ended up liking a lot of parts of it, but he was not in any of those parts.
Yeah.
I like the Black Manta scenes.
I love Black Manta.
Love Black Manta.
Especially I sent you the Ace Vane Black Manta compilation,
yes.
Right?
Come on now. Come on.
Yo.
Now.
Yo, he be verbally fucking everybody up on
everybody. Everybody.
It's like, don't nobody give a fuck about your birthday, Scarecrow.
Nobody
fuck
cares.
Fuck your birthday. Were we not clear? Fuck your birthday.
Fuck your birthday. So, yeah.
I watch that shit every day.
I know you do.
That Black man shit, that shit gets me through my day. Actually, it gets my day started so I can just be ignorant as shit.
What's your wind down guy? What's your wind down guy when you're getting ready to... you know, seep into dreamland.
I don't know. Typically, I'll just do like podcasts.
You just fall asleep.
Yeah. So, like, I listen to like CGA, Coach Greg Adams, probably one of the greatest podcasters out there.
And this is a sports podcast.
It's just a life podcast.
Life coach. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he was an actual basketball coach too.
Of course.
So that's where he gets the name.
Okay.
But yeah, the CGA, he be telling you how to not love these hoes.
Fuck these hoes.
Exactly.
Now, is he the one that invented the proverbial, the bitches ain't shit but the hoes and the tricks, they lick on the nuts and they suck at the dicks?
Nah, that wasn't him. That wasn't him. But
that was Kane, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he just teaches you how to arm yourself and not get manipulated and shit.
The Big Daddy Kane is my life coach.
Well, that would explain the 2000s. That would really explain those early years.
Well, now I have clean. now my life is a little more orderly, and there's a little bit more clean living going on. So,
thank God,
because I would have been, I'd be in a ditch.
In a ditch,
right? Isn't that great? Like we grew up with our parents saying that to us, like you could have been dead in a ditch somewhere, as if there was just a ditch somewhere.
We were like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's
full of teenage bodies. Jesus. You know? But it still works, because it's like the idea that not only did you die, but somebody just left your body and rolled you in a ditch.
The side of the road just rolled.
In a ditch, right next to the fucking the drainage pipe, you know?
Fucking vultures is pecking at your body.
Pecking, you know? And when it rains, you're just drifting through those pipes.
Just
Ooh, very grateful that we don't have to deal with that anymore today.
Yeah, no more ditches.
No more ditches. We're not digging them. We're not laying in them. We're not dying in them.
Just, I don't even know if there are still ditches.
No, there's ditches. People got them.
You're like, oh, don't worry. They still there.
They real.
Oh man!
Because I used to have to stop every time we'd see a, you know, sewage pipe.
Oh yeah. Is that still the obsession, or has he pivoted?
He's back into cars now.
Yes, my boy.
Now we're picking up Hot Wheels again. I wish I hadn't gotten rid of the last batch.
See, I told you, don't ever get rid.
I know.
I told you.
He wasn't playing with them, and I was like, "Do you want them?" He's like, "No, I don't want them anymore." So we gave them to another family that had kids.
See, that's where I screwed myself. I gave away all my kids' Transformers. And I spent a lot of money on those Transformers.
I know you did.
So much money. And then he's like, "Yeah, I like dinosaurs now." I'm like, fuck.
We definitely spent a small fortune on Hot Wheels.
Yeah.
And those aren't even expensive, but we bought so many.
Yeah, it adds up quick.
Dude. And already, like, he's filling up this fucking bin that he has with him. I mean, he must have like 100 already.
And he's got like the thing with the like the 18 wheeler that has like the thing with of them.
Yep, you got it.
Oh man. Yeah, don't throw that stuff away. Just put it up in the attic.
Yeah, we'll have to do something. But yeah, he's taking a break from toilets and pipes for a little bit, so.
Okay, so he's piped out.
Cars and Legos.
Legos. Mm-hmm. That's expensive.
Dude, tell me about it.
I'm glad my kid never got into Legos, because he's
good with it, though. He doesn't try to go for like the big sets all the time.
Yeah.
He's content getting like a little car with a guy or something like that. It's like 10 bucks, 15 bucks.
Like those joints you'll see at like the dollar store. It's just like this little tiny little package.
Yeah, he's good with that. As long as he can build a car, build something like that. Now, because even if we get like the big sets and build them,
yeah,
it's up for like a week and then he's tearing it apart.
And you're going to be doing all the work anyway.
Exactly. So, you know.
Damn, man. Yeah.
So we're good with that.
Yeah, because you're going to go broke.
Brother, I feel like we're all going broke these days.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying.
The goddamn grocery store. I'm like, God damn. I want my mutant power to be like, just fill my fridge.
Yeah. Whoop.
You know,
just it is ridiculous going shopping, gas, just everyday things have been nuts.
Yeah, dude. And, I feel like, and, like I got the toe jam. Who's got the peanut butter? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit. It's,
but you
better
know
put
what?
Some water on that shit. I'm gonna be like fucking God rest his peace, John Witherspoon.
Yep.
Better put some water. Put some water on that shit.
Eating cereal with water.
We ain't got no milk.
Put some water on that shit. You ain't gonna waste my cereal.
Mm-mm. Don't waste my cereal and yep. Don't waste my motherfucking time. Okay. Go watch X-Men 97. If you haven't, listeners, please watch this shit. Okay. If you're not initiated, you don't know anything about X-Men.
Yep.
Just start that bitch from scratch.
If you don't have Disney Plus, borrow. I know you know someone who does. Just
right.
Borrow a login. They haven't gone full Netflix, so you can right. You can still share passwords.
Right.
There.
Borrow a login, or you just use a Flexster or a Fire Stick or a Plexi. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. But watch this show. It's
right.
It's the best thing that we've gotten all year so far.
It's fantastic, and you're fantastic, and thanks for doing this. It's getting into the witching hour. I know we got to call it, but I love you, man.
I love you too, brother.
I love being near you. I love seeing you, you know?
I love the way you smell.
That musk. If there's anything we've done on the show that made you ponder your existence, question your own morality or mortality, or made you go, Jesus fucking Christ, when is Rogue going to get that dump truck back? Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath, and remember, it's just
bitch.
I'm the one man army, they showing. I've never been looking out. I keep MCs looking out. I drop signs like Crosby dropping, baby. Enough to make a nigga go crazy. Energy building, taking all types of medicines. Your ass thought you were better than a sun. I keep planets in orbit while I be coming with deeper and more shit. Enough to make you break and shake your ass alive today. Rhyme good as a tasty cake makes. This now, I'm mastered in. Niggas catching headaches, what? You need aspirin? This type of pain you couldn't even kill with right on. Fuck around, get sprayed with light sore. In your face like a can of mace, baby. Isn't burning, but fucking hell you're learning. How? I don't even like your motherfucking profile. Give me my fucking shit. Wow, that's even hurt. No one knows, you forget. Niggas be quiet as death. Now you know nothing before.